This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that they're both first ballot Hall of Famers. Obviously, their resumes can change a little bit with their time here with the Mets. I would give a slight edge after just jumping through the numbers and looking at postseason game logs and looking at Cy Young votes and innings pitched and strikeouts and just everything. I'd give Verlander a slight edge. Like, if you're asking me after all of this, who's the better pitcher? And it could change. Their careers aren't over. Obviously, we're going to be biased with what these guys do here. Verlander wins a World Series MVP. We'll all say he's better. Scherzer wins a World Series MVP. We'll all say he's better. But I would give Verlander the slight edge. But I do think we are looking at two of the great pitchers of our generation.
Well, I will say this much. I think that Verlander gets the edge overall. But if you take away the first like five seasons of Scherzer, and I know that's just, you know, picking arbitrary numbers and stuff like that, Scherzer's been the better pitcher. In recent years, if you look at those numbers, I think recently from the once Scherzer took over as a starter in Detroit and really took a role, he has been the more dominant, I think, even though the numbers are close, has been the more dominant of the two pitchers.
Well, you're right from the standpoint of Scherzer had his struggles early on. Obviously, he was traded. We remember that. The Yankees were involved in that trade, the big three-way deal from Arizona. He didn't become a dominant pitcher until 2013. Justin Verlander was in the midst of his career by this point. He had already won a Cy Young. He'd already won an MVP. He'd already had a bunch of top three finishes. Now, Verlander also wasn't perfect early in his career either. Like, when he won Rookie of the Year in 2006, he had a 3.6 ERA. He had a 4.8 ERA in 2008. Actually led the league in losses, if you care about that stuff. Verlander's real dominant breakthrough was probably 2010 and then over the top 2011 when he won the Cy Young and the MVP. But you're right in terms of Scherzer didn't become a big-time guy till 2013. Verlander's had some down years. Like in 2014, at 31 years old, he sucked. Like he had a 4.5 ERA and then he was hurt in 2015. And Verlander has credited that with what really changed his career, that he realized how important it was to take care of himself. That struggle that he had in the midst of his career really led to him kind of being the guy who could still be around at 40 years old. It's very, very close, by the way. Very, very close. And I do think that our opinions on both guys will be altered greatly based on what they do for us. Max's first year with the Mets was a fine regular season. He missed a lot of time, but it didn't bother us because the Mets won 101 games. It's not like him missing regular season time was detrimental to the team. It wasn't. I mean, you want to nitpick, well, if they win one extra game, they win the division. Listen, the guy was great when he pitched. The problem was, in the two most important starts, he sucked. That's what Max is going to have to battle. And what's funny about that is the exact opposite could happen this year. What I mean by that is, I'll use Verlander as an example. What if he pitches to like a 3.8 ERA? He goes out, he makes his starts. He's average. He's mediocre, right? And we're like, what the F is this? We're paying this guy $40-plus million. Guy won the Cy Young last year. He has a 4 ERA, right? Now the playoffs come around, and he dominates. We'll take that. Like, his legacy to us will be, that guy was amazing. It's like the Gerrit Cole effect. It's what you do in October for us that's going to define how we view you.
Well, that was the whole DeGrom thing. And I don't want to, like, put cold water on the whole topic with bringing back the bad memories of DeGrom. But the reality is he was hurt for majority of the season. I said it didn't make a difference what he did. If he's available for October, that's where we need him and Scherzer the most. And DeGrom pitched fine in the playoffs. And that's what we need out of both Scherzer and Verlander. The regular season's good. Listen, the regular season is going to be a very similar thing that happened last year. I don't know if 100-plus wins is in the forefront, but 90 wins at least, and we're going to get to the playoffs, and it's going to come down to the big three, in my opinion, because Kodai Senga is going to be involved in that.
That's also assuming, and look, we're all positive enough to think, hey, this is a playoff team, but that's also assuming that it's just a stress-free, they're going to make the playoffs kind of season. Like, you still have to secure a playoff spot. If Verlander or Scherzer misses time or is average and they're battling for a playoff spot, it's viewed differently. The Mets were never battling for a playoff spot in 2022. It was simply battling for the division, which we wanted, but not for a playoff spot. As far as opening day is concerned, I put a poll out about 4 or 5 days ago asking Met fans, who do you want to have start opening day? Very innocent question. I also acknowledge it doesn't matter that much. It's a symbolic thing who starts opening day. Last year, the Mets won 101 games. The opening day starter was Tylor Megill. So I understand what all of that means, but it's still a fun thing. You know what I mean? It's like it's a symbolic thing. You look at the history of this franchise. The all-time record holder for opening day starts, it's not even a surprise, is Tom Seaver. He made 11 opening day starts. 11. Now, here are the guys who made multiple opening day starts. Doc Gooden made 8, which is a huge number as well. By the way, Seaver won at 11, Doc number 2 at 8. Not a surprise. I think we all would have gotten that. There are two gentlemen tied for third who made 4 opening day starts. That's the third place tally. Can you name those two guys?
Oliver Perez. No, just kidding.
It's Oliver Perez.
I want to say David Cone.
David Cone did not. David Cone made 1 opening day start. So he's made 1, but only 1.
Steve Traskel.
Steve Traxel never made an opening day start.
Then I'm lost. I don't know.
You ready for this? I mean, one of them is going to make you cringe. Tommy Glavine made 4 opening day starts. And if memory serves correct, I would say it was 03, 04, not 05 because of Pedro. So then I would say 06 and 07, I think, with the 4 that he made. Johan Santana made 4 opening day starts. After that, the guys with 3, Al Leiter, Bobby Jones, Jacob DeGrom. Jacob actually ended up making 3 opening day starts. The guys with multiple opening day starts, Craig Swan, Little Al Jackson, Roger Craig, Noah Syndergaard.
How about that?
And then all the other guys that made 1, Tylor Megill, Bartolo Colon, Matt Harvey, Dylan G, Jonathan Neese, Mike Pelfrey, Pedro Martinez, Mike Hampton, Pete Harnish, David Cohn, Bobby Ojeda, Mike Torres, Pat Zachary, Jerry Kuzman, Fat Jack Fisher, and Don Cardwell. So there's your list of opening day guys. So Verlander or Scherzer or Senga or Quintana, anybody would make the first. We're adding somebody to the list of a guy making their first opening day start. So I put the poll out there, about 10,000 votes, and it was overwhelming. Max Scherzer secured the vote with 69% of the vote. A couple of the thoughts I got. Matt Grosso said, it's Scherzer. Scherzer has seniority. I love you, Brutus. Max Scherzer, it's his rotation now. Max should start. Chris, Scherzer, he's in year 2. Verlander, even though he's the reigning Cy Young Award winner, is only in year 1. So you got a lot of that, a lot of, hey, this guy's been here for 2 years. Jeff Betts had a good answer. How about neither? Let's load management these guys till July. You'll never make it a full season with this staff. Look at Max at the end of last season. While you may be right about being careful and load management and however you want to phrase it. Yeah, I don't think it makes sense to wait till July.
Would you not want to put Kodai Senga out there? Like, get the new toy out of the way?
That would be a great way to break the tie. Like, we're just going to give it to Kodai, who's probably started a bunch of opening day starts himself. David Oreshki says, it's Scherzer. It shouldn't even be a question. Well, I mean, David is with the majority because 69% said Max Scherzer. So obviously, people think it's a dumb question. Mr. Met says Justin Verlander only because then it would be Cy Young versus Cy Young. Oh, because he's thinking of Sandy Alcantara, who the Mets are facing on opening day. Mosh says Verlander because it adds to the opening day hype. PMAC Many Sports says they'll both be hurt out of spring training.
Dick.
But most people, like I'm going through, most people say Max based on the fact he's been here for an extra year, which I don't know, man. That doesn't really mean anything to me. Like, yeah, he's been here for a year, but do we really have that emotional attachment to say it's got to be him?
I mean, the only thing you could say is like it's almost like the symbolism of Pedro Martinez, right? Pedro Martinez kind of put the Mets back on the map, and then other people started coming over, whether it was Carlos Beltran and then making the trade for Ledoux. You know, so in that sense, if you want to say Max Scherzer chose the Mets and now all these other players have now fallen in line with him, if you want to consider him the leader because of that, but I look at the other way. Verlander, we've just went back and forth who's the better one. I still toss up. But Verlander just won the Cy Young. He's the best pitcher of baseball at the moment. You give him the nod.
Yeah, it depends how you want to answer it. If it's about this seniority thing, obviously Max is here. You could also punish him for seniority and say, hey, dude, you no-showed the playoff game and the game against Atlanta. Go F yourself. We'll start your buddy Verlander. But Verlander's coming off a better year. I don't think anybody would argue that. The guy won the American League Cy Young. The guy had a 1.75 ERA. But hey, Met fans, hey, guys who think it has to be Max Scherzer, do you want to win opening day? Because what if I told you this? What if I told you that in the last 8 opening day starts Justin Verlander has made, because he's made 12 opening day starts in his career, obviously a lot of them with Detroit, a handful of them with Houston, but 12, which is higher than Tom Seaver. Think about that. Max Scherzer has started, or Justin Verlander has started more opening days than Tom Seaver did with the Mets. Now, obviously, Seaver then was with Cincinnati. I'd have to add up his opening day starts there. Bottom line is he's made 12. In his last 8 starts on opening day, Justin Verlander is 5-0 with a 1.79 ERA. What up? How about that?
Championship.
How about that? Opening day fits right in with the Mets. 2020, 6 innings, 2 runs, a win. 2019, 7 innings, 1 run, a win. 2018, 6 scoreless, a win. 2017, 6 1/3, 2 runs, a win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Not bad. That's my man, Justin Verlander. Overall, by the way, because he has made 4 other opening day starts earlier in his career that were awful, including giving up 8 runs in 3 innings to the Blue Jays back in 2009. If you want to be fair and add all of his opening day starts up, Verlander is 5-1 with a 3.43 ERA. So not quite as appealing as the 5-0 with a 1.79. As far as Scherzer is concerned, and he's made a few of these against us, by the way, He's made two opening day starts against the New York Mets. The Mets won both games. That's a true story right there. He's 1-3, but he does have a good ERA, 2.72. He started opening day in 2021, his last one with Washington, 6 innings, 4 runs, no decision. He started the weird opening day against the Yankees in 2020, 5 1/3 innings, 4 runs, got the loss. Started opening day against DeGrom in 2019, pitched really well, pitched into the eighth, only allowed 2 runs. That's when he gave up the home run to Cano in the first inning. And we all thought, oh, Robbie Cano is back, baby. So the opening day numbers, they're fine. It is what it is.
I want to win. I want to win.
That means Verlander. Yeah. My vote's for Verlander for opening day. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And especially after that, like, I want to win. And if Verlander's going to have the, does it make a difference of the numbers? At the end of the day, you want the W, which means Verlander will give you that. If you said the 5-0 the past few starts, I'm down for that.
Yeah, my reasoning for Verlander is twofold. Number one, I'm rewarding him for having a better year last year. He had a better year than Max Scherzer. I think that's part of the beauty of opening day is that you want to put your ace out there. And Justin Verlander had a better season, a full season, that went deep into October, obviously, and got capped off with another world championship. So I give Verlander the thank you, even though it wasn't for my team, the reward for the season he had. And then number two, F Max Scherzer. The guy sucked for us in the two starts we needed him. Like, I'm not rewarding him for seniority. And while I admit he had a really good regular season that we were happy with, despite missing the time he missed, like, I'm not rewarding him for being here for an extra year. He also has an opt-out at the end of the year. The guy could be gone at the end of the season. Let's not grow too attached to Max Scherzer. He's here for a short period of time, and then he's probably getting paid elsewhere.
If you were to tell me that, let's say it was Jacob DeGrom still on the team, it's a different story. You're going to give Jacob DeGrom the start every single time. Right now, Justin Verlander is the new toy. Like, that's what he is. He's the big ticket item that we just brought in. It makes no sense to, like, save him for, like, an extra day. That's the guy that the fans were craving for as soon as we heard that DeGrom was gone. We got to bring in Verlander. That's who you got to bring in. Show it to the people. That's what the people want.
Look, if Jake was here, this would not be a discussion. Put it that way. I wouldn't have even bothered with a podcast on it because it's like, of course. What are you talking about? Of course it's going to be Jacob DeGrom. But it is a little different when you're talking about two guys that we don't have an emotional tie to. Now, one thing to keep in mind, the Mets opened the season in Miami against the Marlins, so they will face Sandy Alcantara, assuming he's healthy. They play 4 games against Miami, and they play 3 games against Milwaukee, and there's no off day. Like, it is straight up game, game, game. I apologize. No, I'm right. Game, 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 game with Miami, and then game, game, game. So you really can't mess around with, oh, we have extra days. Let's skip this guy. We don't need a fifth starter. But opening day's on the road. So if Verlander starts game one, Scherzer starts game two, Senga starts game three, now we're up to game four, and it's Carlos Carrasco. Game five is Quintana. Game six is back to the top of the rotation with Verlander. Game seven is Scherzer. That leads you to game eight, which is the home opener, which means, and remember, they're in Miami, they're in Milwaukee, there's no rainouts, so you don't have to worry about, well, there could be a rainout. Those games are all being played. That means whoever the third starter is for the New York Mets will start the home opener, which in a lot of ways maybe matters more to us. It's at Citi Field. It's when the crowd's back in the building. So assuming Kodai Senga is the third starter, that would mean, Mr. Hoffman, that you're going to get your wish. Kodai Senga is going to start the home opener for the New York Metropolitans.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to see. Big press situation because that place can be packed. It's going to be swarmed. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I want to see Senga starting at Citi Field for the home opener.
Now, that's assuming Senga's the third guy. It could always be Carlos Carrasco. Or there could be some kind of nagging injury that pushes somebody back a couple of days.
And then we get Tyler McGill.
Yeah, think about it. Last year, after all that, DeGrom gets hurt, Scherzer gets hurt. We don't want to screw around with days too much. Here's Tyler McGill. And we ended up okay. The season ended up going okay during the regular season.
Either that or they're going to start Brooks Raley as the opener.
My man, Brooks Raley, my man. All right, it is official. Our rewatch game, the game that we, or you elected, everybody out there elected, for us to rewatch and then analyze as a podcast, will be Game 7 of the 1986 World Series. So, on the podcast that will come out on late Super Sunday, the Monday after the Super Bowl, that will be the podcast. So, we're giving you a week and a half, 2 weeks almost, to watch this game. If you can't watch it in that time, not a big deal. The podcast will be sitting there waiting for you for wherever you're done. So there's no rush. But it will be Game 7 of the 1986 World Series. I'll tweet the game out a little bit. It's on YouTube. We can connect it on the podcast. So when you download and you see the description of whatever we're talking about, maybe for a couple of episodes, we'll include the link so you can click on it. But we'll do that on the Sunday, Monday, because usually we post these things late Sunday night or late Wednesday night. Those are the twice a week we've been doing during the offseason, unless we throw a bonus in there or breaking news. So figure that'll be for the podcast during Super Bowl weekend. So with no football coming up this weekend, plenty of time to watch it. Game 7 of the 86 World Series. Coming up on the Rico this weekend, the one that we'll post this Sunday night and a Monday, we talk all about not just the expectations for the Mets in 2023, but a history of expectations. Where Mets expectations have been for the last 30 years going into a season. Some of it will surprise you. You sort of forget what expectations are once the season occurs. So we'll focus on that coming up this weekend on Rico Brown. You can obviously email the podcast anytime you want, thericob@gmail.com, thericob@gmail.com, and obviously you can tweet at us whenever you want. We're a few weeks away from spring training. Let's freaking go. Can listen to Pete with Tiki and Tierney, me and Craig, 2 o'clock on the Fan. We appreciate you listening and downloading Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.